Third part, question 65, the number of the sacraments. Article 3, whether the Eucharist is the greatest of the sacraments. Dionysius says, no one receives hierarchical perfection save by the most godlike Eucharist. This sacrament is greater than all the others and perfects them. This may be shown in three ways. First of all, because it contains Christ himself substantially, whereas the other sacraments contain a certain instrumental power which is a share of Christ's power. Now that which is essentially such is always of more account than that which is such by participation. Secondly, this is made clear by considering the relation of the sacraments to one another. For all the other sacraments seem to be ordained to the Eucharist as to their end. For it is manifest that the sacrament of holy orders is ordained to the consecration of the Eucharist, the sacrament of baptism to the reception of the Eucharist. A man is perfected by confirmation so as not to fear to abstain from this sacrament. By penance and extreme unction, man is prepared to receive the body of Christ worthily. And matrimony, at least in its signification, touches this sacrament, insofar as it signifies the union of Christ with the Church, of which union the Eucharist is a figure. Hence the Apostle says in Ephesians 5:32, "This is a great sacrament, but I speak of Christ and the Church." Thirdly, this is made clear by considering the rites of the sacraments, for nearly all the sacraments terminate in the Eucharist. Thus those who have been ordained receive Holy Communion, as also do those who have been baptized, if they be adults. The remaining sacraments may be compared to one another in several ways. For on the ground of necessity, baptism is the greatest of the sacraments, while from the point of view of perfection, holy orders comes first, while confirmation holds a middle place. The sacraments of penance and extreme unction are on a degree inferior to those mentioned above, because they are ordained to the Christian life not directly, but accidentally, that is to say, as remedies against supervening defects. And among these, extreme unction is compared to penance as confirmation is to baptism, in such a way that penance is more necessary, whereas extreme unction is more perfect. First objection. It seems that the Eucharist is not the principle of the sacraments, for the common good is of more account than the good of the individual, but matrimony is ordained to the common good of the human race by means of generation, whereas the sacrament of the Eucharist is ordained to the private good of the recipient, therefore it is not the greatest of the sacraments. Reply to the first objection. Matrimony is ordained to the common good as regards the body, but the common spiritual good of the whole Church is contained substantially in the sacrament itself of the Eucharist. Second objection. Those sacraments seemingly are greater, which are conferred by a greater minister, but the sacraments of confirmation and holy orders are conferred by a bishop only, who is a greater minister than a mere minister such as a priest, by whom the sacrament of the Eucharist is conferred. Therefore, those sacraments are greater. Reply to the second objection. By holy orders and confirmation, the faithful of Christ are deputed to certain special duties, and this can be done by the prince alone. Consequently, the conferring of these sacraments belongs exclusively to a bishop, who, as it were, is a prince of the Church. But a man is not deputed to any duty by the sacrament of the Eucharist. Rather, is this sacrament the end of all duties, as stated above. Third objection. Those sacraments are greater that have the greater power, but some of the sacraments imprint a character, namely baptism, confirmation, and holy orders, whereas the Eucharist does not. Therefore, those sacraments are greater. Reply to the third objection. The sacramental character is a kind of participation in Christ's priesthood. Wherefore, the sacrament that unites man to Christ himself is greater than a sacrament that imprints Christ's character. Fourth objection. That seems to be greater on which others depend without its depending on them. But the Eucharist depends on baptism, since no one can receive the Eucharist except he has been baptized. Therefore, baptism is greater than the Eucharist. Reply to the fourth objection. This argument proceeds on the ground of necessity, for thus baptism being of the greatest necessity is the greatest of the sacraments, just as holy orders and confirmation have a certain excellence considered in their administration, and matrimony by reason of its signification. So there is no reason why a thing should not be greater from a certain point of view, which is not greater, absolutely speaking.